It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet at QL.
Lot to come here. You Better You Bet. Michael Lombardi joins us in 20 minutes. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Can't wait to chop it up with the great Michael Lombardi. Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports fantasy football expert, also joins us in hour number two. And then, Ken, we do your favorite transition. Out of all the transitions out there, Ken Barkley's favorite is when we transition from football to football. Nicky football. Pick for tomorrow in the Champions League with Real Madrid and Inter Milan, and a Premier League recap from the weekend that was, and a couple early looks at some bets Nicky football will be looking to place this weekend in the English Premier League. A game of whatever you prefer in hour number three. Joey Knish in hour number three. College football bets for the weekend. James Mazzola, For Profit Podcast, hour number three. Golf picks for the weekend. The games that Ken has already bet in the Power Hour. Day two of Lochmas in the Power Hour. So much good stuff coming up here on You Better You Bet. And many of it, much of it, all of it, except for now, will be done with a smile. It's going to be done with happiness. Because we're happy. We're winning bets, getting great information from great guests, having a good time doing it here on You Better You Bet and BetQL. There's really only one segment per week, unless we lose bets and have to come on the next day and talk about them. But we can't account for that because we're trying to win all our bets. There's only one segment that's filled with bile. One segment filled to the brim with venom, bursting over with vitriol and anger and hate. The segment used to be called POS. Use your imagination. It's not that hard to figure out what it was actually called. Now that we are on terrestrial radio and have to comply by FCC guidelines, Ken, we were bandying about some potential names for this segment, and you are actually the one that landed on what we're at least going to use as the working title for the segment right now. We'll try it out here and see how it goes.
Yeah, usually not my forte necessarily, thinking of like branding for our franchise elements, but I went for a walk this morning and I was trying to think of like, what do we want to do instead of the old title, you know, POS, the old title for the segment, and came up with one, and we're going to debut it. And it's the suggestion that I made was, he's a slap. That's the that's the working title for the segment. So we don't like somebody, don't like a team, don't like something that happened over the weekend in an NFL game. He's a slap.
Now, Tyler Morales, our old DP, works on BetMGM tonight, texted us today and wanted us to go with Hey Moron, because I do a lot of Hey Moron. Yes. But that's more of like an it's a great suggestion, but Hey Moron's more of like an opener. It's like, Hey Moron, this. In this case, it's going to be blah, 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 dot, 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 so-and-so. He's a slap. Now, for people that don't know what the word slap is, there is some significance here, especially as it regards the NFL world. Our board op is Rick Camp. Rick's first name. Take Rick's first name. Think about a word that rhymes with Rick and then put it at the end of slap, and you get what the word is that's used in NFL circles. Right. I had never heard this word before until I worked at NFL radio and started hanging out with coaches and GMs. I'm not saying that braggadociously. That's just the thing that happened with agents, et cetera, coaches. They all use this word a tremendous amount. Slap Rick, except the word is not Rick. It's a word that rhymes with Rick that we can't say on terrestrial radio. So that's where the word comes from. Slap blank. So we're just going to shorten it, and it's going to be he's a slap in homage to the National Football League world, as I'm about to run down a lot of players and coaches in said world, which takes us to it. The season debut, season four of You Better You Bet, 2021 NFL season. The debut, he's a slap. There's no way this was what we used last year, right? This is not the POS open. I love it too.
Yeah.
You know what it gets me in the mood to do? Get really pissed off. You know what? I actually, Rick, re-rack it and start it again, because I actually like the way that comes in. Yeah, let's get pit. When you hear this music, think about all the idiots out there in the NFL that cost you money this weekend. Now, we actually had a good weekend in the National Football League, so I actually had to think long and hard about the list. Like, thank God we didn't have the over in the Cardinals-Titans game. Thank God that didn't happen. Thank God we didn't have some on the receiving end of some really bad beats. Like, this was benign compared to what usually happens. But I know you out there, I know that you struggled this week, and you probably had some bad beats, and I'm sure that you're pissed off about what happened in week one of the National Football League, and so am I with some of the losses that I incurred. So we are going to start with Thursday Night Football last week. the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the Bucs were able to cover teaser legs for us. Not for everybody. Bunch of jerks. Closing at 8 or 8.5 and 9. Only winning by 2. Thankfully, we had 7.5 down to 1.5. But I also had straight bets on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I had an anytime touchdown with Leonard Fournette, and Ronald Jones was in witness protection after his fumble. So when Chris Godwin fumbled the ball into the end zone at the end of the game, multiple bets were lost as a result. So Chris Godwin, you know who that was a win for on Thursday night? Not the Buccaneers, but atheists. Because last Thursday night, God lost Chris Godwin. He's a slap. We go now to Sunday in Western New York. Josh Allen. You know what Josh Allen's got a little bit in him of? Eli Manning. That Eli Manning face. That bumpkin face that he puts on when he's wildly missing throws, when he's erratic, missing Emmanuel Sanders deep in the first half of the game that might have salted the game away for the Buffalo Bills in my wager. -6.5. Josh Allen, like a fat cat right now. He got paid this offseason, and now he's out there just slinging from the hip. Terrible passes, looking nothing like the quarterback that won me fantasy football trophies last year, that cashed a ton of bets for me last year. I think Josh Allen's in for it this year now. He's clearly, the money has gone to his head. He's not putting the work in. Man, I can't wait to take Josh Allen overs on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. Josh Allen, thanks for nothing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Josh Allen, he's a slap. Man, Tennessee Titans, offensive coordinator. Todd Downing. Imagine being Todd Downing. He's going down, all right. Down with the ship. Down the hole of unemployment when this season's done. This jerk can't figure out how to get the ball to A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. Could you imagine? Like, when you play Madden, you, the person out there listening and watching this, when you play Madden and you are the Tennessee Titans, what do? You run the ball with Derrick Henry. Then you run the ball with Derrick Henry. Then you run play action and you throw it to A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. What does Todd Downing do? Not that. We're going down, down on a merry-go-round, and Todd ain't going down swinging. Something, something with a bullet that I can't say on terrestrial radio. Get Todd Downing out of my face. Get him down into the unemployment line. Todd Downing, he's a slap because I lost all my Titans prop bets overs on Sunday. Arthur Smith, just get him back to Tennessee. Just get him back to Tennessee. Slap performance. Arthur Smith through 1 week. He's a slap, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. I won my bet on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. I won, and I'm still furious at what happened at the end of the game by that long-haired, moron, idiot punter. Like what Peyton Manning said about Mike Vanderjagt, the liquored-up kicker. This is the long-haired, idiot punter, Jamie Gilliam of the Cleveland Browns, who very nearly cost me and a lot of people money on Cleveland on Sunday. Gets the snap to punt the ball at the one time Kevin Stefanski punts. The punter can't catch it. Now the ball hits the ground and Gilliam picks up the ball. And I'm watching and I'm thinking, my God, we're about to avert disaster. He's got all this room to still get off the punt. We are going to escape calamity here. And you can't see it because the camera's showing his back. But I can only imagine the look in this long-haired moron's eyes, which is, wow, I've got the ball. It's fourth down in Arrowhead against the two-time reigning defending AFC champions. It's my time to shine. And he tries to run for a first down, and of course he doesn't get it, and the Chiefs, of course, score a touchdown, and as a result, I lose years off my life sweating the end of this game. So Jamie Gilliam, two pieces of advice. Number one, get a haircut. Number two, catch the damn ball next time. Jamie Gilliam, he is a slap. How about Monday Night Football? John Gruden and Derek Carr. We have Raiders in the first half. We have a Raiders first half bet. Every single play, this idiot Derek Carr is locked onto Darren Waller. It's like Tecmo Bowl. You've got 8 plays only, except in this playbook, there's 1 play or 2 plays. Throw to the fullback, Alec Ingold. Sounds like a made-up name, except he's real. Throw to Ingold or throw to Darren Waller. Doesn't matter how many guys are covering Darren Waller. I'm throwing to Darren Waller. Blanketed by everyone. Henry Ruggs wide open. Brian Edwards wide open. Josh Jacobs could be wide open. Hunter Renfro's wide open. We're going to force the ball into quadruple coverage to Darren Waller. And on the one play, the literal one play where we need Darren Waller to catch the ball, he's wide open running down the seam. Derek Carr doesn't throw him the ball. and we go to overtime. I don't even have money on this. It doesn't matter. But imagine sending out the field goal unit on second down for a 43-yarder. John Gruden's getting paid $10 million a year to make decisions like this. We should only be so lucky. Poor Mike Mayock getting smeared in the media now. Mike Mayock's first pick, Cleveland Farrell's a healthy scratch. If you believe that Mike Mayock picked Cleveland Farrell and not John Gruden, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. John Gruden, Derek Carr, they might be 1-0, but you know what else they are? Slaps. And the final slap of the week is the reigning MVP. I laid 3.5 with the Green Bay Packers on Sunday, thinking that Aaron Rodgers was going to come out with the FU tour. He came out with the tour, all right, and F was in it. But instead of FU, it was DGAF. Because Aaron Rodgers looks like he doesn't care. He's got the stupid haircut with his hair tied back. Looks like all he wants to be doing is like burning incense and meditating with his actress girlfriend. Looks like he can't wait to get up there and spell relax again to the media this week. Except instead of R-E-L-A-X, he's going to be, come on, guys. Relax, bro. Everything's going to be fine this week, man. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not, Aaron. Maybe you're selfish. Maybe you made it all about you this offseason. It wasn't about your teammates like you say it is. It wasn't about the great people that work for the Packers organization like you say it is. It's all about you, Aaron. Relax, guys. R-E-L-A-X. You know when I'm going to relax? When my Lions wager cashes on Monday Night Football as a double-digit dog on the road in Lambeau. So yeah, Aaron, you might be the reigning MVP. And yeah, Aaron, you won the battle of public relations this offseason against the Green Bay Packers. But guess what happened this weekend? You lost to the New Orleans Saints. You got embarrassed by the Saints. And more importantly than that, more important than your team losing, you cost me money. Relax, bro. Aaron Rodgers, the final slap of week number one. But as always, no one made me bet on Chris Godwin and the Bucks, Josh Allen and the Bills, Todd Downing and the Tennessee Titans overs, Arthur Smith and Falcons overs, Jamie Gilliam and the Cleveland Browns, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, and no one made me bet on Raiders over with John Gruden and Derek Carr. The biggest slap, week number one in the National Football League, is me, Nick Costos. Mike Lombardi gets us started. Hour number two. You better, you bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL.